Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Team Fortress. Fuck. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the TF2 Tricks podcast.
God damn it, Ian.
Welcome to the TF2. Fuck.
Oh, God. I'm Passive. I am Ian. I am joined by a bunch of other lovely people. Would you like to introduce yourselves?
No.
Not all at once now, guys. Come on.
Hi. I'm Liz. I've been here before. You guys all know who I am.
Hi, Liz.
Ooh, exciting.
I'm Justin, otherwise known as the Knopper.
Ew.
Ugh. Ugh, God.
Hi, I'm Rory. I'm Roar.
And I'm Libby.
I just dropped, like, everything on my desk. Oh, God.
How come I'm the only one that got booed, huh? Huh? Hmm? Your buttholes? I'm just kidding, go ahead. Carry on.
Quiet.
Justin, if you refer to us as buttholes one more time, I might have to get my serious face on.
But!
Oh. I remember what the other thing was. I wanted to talk about the last podcast and why it didn't work. I'll clean that up later. Why it didn't work. Well, you see, when I saved the podcast, it was about 120 gigabytes big, which right off the bat is a little problematic. And then shortly afterwards, by some crazy fluke, every single audio and video file on my computer got corrupted. So I kind of lost it after that. So yeah.
Oh, you lost it.
I lost it, alright. I lost it. So, very sorry about that to everybody who was expecting that. Especially, there's this one guy, I think he's... Or else the Flat Street. He was really looking forward to that podcast, and then he got totally destroyed. And I feel kind of bad. But, if things happen, you know, whatever, we move on. Anyway. Also, other thing. Do you think I should talk about the ARG? Like, do you guys think I should do that?
I don't know, if you want to ruin it.
Oh, it's kind of, like, not happening anymore. Like, because people are, like, kind of forgotten about it, I think.
How many people got to the end?
Two.
Two, right, okay.
Wait, yeah, two. People actually figured it out?
Yeah, a couple friends of mine figured it out.
Oh, cool.
Two of them did.
Did you help them? You helped them.
I gave him one hint. But it wasn't that big of a hint. I promise. Actually, well, it wasn't really. Yo, is this right? And I was like, oh, I don't know. Yes. And then. And so, yeah. I think I might as well go ahead and explain it. If I can, I have the whole thing written down here somewhere. Oh wait, I know where it is. One second. Should have had this ready. Being real professional, guys.
Wah, wah.
Where is the file? Ah. Okay, there it is. All right. Oh, no, that's a plan. I think that's a log. Okay, so here we go. So, when TF2Tricks, that's on the.com, hit 500 followers, I created the post that looked like a regular giveaway post, except it had all the dates and all the times and all the stuff crossed out. And every instance of the number 500 was replaced with a hyperlink. That led them to tf2tricks.tumblr.com/500. And on that page, there was a link to an unlisted video called Noises.avi. And it was of me reading the number 18 in binary, played in reverse. Nobody figured that out, actually. Few people did. Okay, that was a lie. Few people figured it out. But, There was quite a bit of help that needed to be put into that, as Liz is very much aware of. And so hopefully that would have led people to tf2tricks.tumblr.com/18, which on that link, or on that page, there would have been a SoundCloud link to 18.mp3. No. Yes, 18.mp3. And which was the main theme of Team Fortress 2 that I had edited. And what I did to this file was I changed it to a .raw, opened it up in Photoshop, wrote hiring date on the like raw coding of this MP3, saved it back into an MP3, and when you played it back, it gave this weird like alien staticky kind of noise, and made the description of the SoundCloud file .18123, which is RAW, which would hopefully persuade people to save the file as a .raw. Which didn't happen, actually. I actually don't think anybody got to figure that bit out. So that kind of flopped. And what it is, if you figured that out, it was hiring date, which was referring to my hiring date, which would have been 2/27/2011. So that hopefully would have led people to tf2tricks.tumblr.com/2/27/2011, which gave a page that says 12/9/26 hiring date, which is LIZ, which is Liz's hiring date, and which is 6/29/2011, which tf2tricks.tumblr.com/6/29/2011 leads to 9/1/14/BP/P1/R4/C8, which is Ian's backpack, page 1, row 4, column 8, which had a strange Boston Basher on it with 46 kills. That would then lead people to tf2tricks.tumblr.com/46, which would have shown a video called late.avi, which showed a time on the clock that it said 3:09, like, on the clock, and I think I showed, like, my laptop kind of in the background that had 12/9/26 on it, which would have hopefully have sent people to Liz's blog, /309, which I think I put the Morse code thing on your blog, didn't I?
I have no idea. I don't remember what you did.
Yeah. it was the thing with Morse code. And I think that sent people to tf2tricks.tumblr.com/true500, which would have been the actual place of the giveaway. The first person to got there was first person to get there was my friend Moose, who you know him as a 42-pound moose. And he got a towering pillar of hats as a prize.
It's a really thin moose.
It is a really thin moose. It's a... If one might go so far as to say an anorexic moose.
Malnourished.
Malnourished.
There you go.
There you go. Politically correct.
Okay.
I feel like saying anorexic moose might offend some people. I don't know. So malnourished moose. But then I don't think anybody got past phase 2, which is... Fine. I totally didn't put a lot of work into this or anything. That's cool. It's cool, guys.
Gotta think about the people that we're working with here. Do they really want to do this?
No. No, they did not. I got a lot of messages from people who had friended me on Steam being like, dude, what the fuck? So yeah. So that's the secret of the art, guys. Nobody got the prize except for one person. But good news, TF2Tricks is about to hit 600, so I'll just hold an actual giveaway then.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I didn't know you hated it too. Oh god. Okay. Well, that's the ARG for you.
Jesus. Justin, what do you think of that?
Questions?
Do you have questions? Or do you want to answer questions?
Answer questions.
Okay. Alright, see how it is. Nobody likes it when I do cool things. Alright.
I think it was just a little bit too intricate for 500 people.
A little overwhelming. Just a tad bit.
Probably a little. Try another one when it hits.
And, if you hit like 1,000 or something, maybe.
I was hoping to do 500 followers. Which, I admit, it was a little, what's the word?
Ambitious?
Yes, ambitious, thank you.
Insane.
We'll see ambitious.
It was a little bit ambitious, but I had confidence in you guys.
You fucking let me down.
Oh my god.
So sorry.
Let's answer the question, shall we?
There we go.
Yes.
All right.
That's what we came here for.
Here's the question sent about a month ago. Thoughts on the man melter. Hey. Somebody say their thoughts on the man melter.
Mm-hmm. Liz, you wanna go first?
What are the stats on that? I'm gonna know.
Let me go grab them.
Oh! Man, actually, this gun is really fun to spam. Since you basically have no ammo, you could really beat annoyance from long range. And if you get a chance, and your teammates are on fire, you get lucky 90%, what was it, 90 dash crits?
Yes. Yeah, 90.
Ooh, crits!
So you can be pretty annoying at long range, although you don't get the damage, the crit bonus on burning targets already, do you?
No, you don't.
Yeah, so there's a lack of that, which is pretty useful at times, but I would imagine those crits would build up over time if your teammates spent a lot of time being on fire.
Yeah, I guess so.
Mm-hmm.
Like, do the crits stack? I think they do.
Yeah, they stack. Yeah, or it can hold up to 35.
Okay.
Wow.
Jeez.
Assuming you don't die in...
Yeah, which 35 is, that's a lot of crits.
Yeah. But other than that...
I actually probably have not used it enough to form like a real good opinion with it, but I mean, it's not like a bad sidearm by any means. But like,
yeah. I've never actually used it, but I don't use it.
It's fun. At the end of one of our scrims on Upward, I took it out and I started spamming it because we were about to lose. Like, I'll just do something stupid. But surprisingly, it was actually a pretty good weapon for turns. The sniper would just, oh shit, these. God damn, ball fire, just keep coming. Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Yeah. Do you think, the Flat Street asks, do you think some weapons need some sort of nerf or buff? Since the Pyromania update had a lot of balance changes to some of the weapons in the game, it's possible they might do it again in the next major update.
I know what everyone's gonna say.
Yeah.
Everybody thinks that the Pyro Aeroblast needs a nerf. I don't.
Really? Wait, do people...
Yeah,
wait,
everyone's, really? Everybody says that the range of the Aeroblast is absolutely ridiculous. Which,
really?
Okay, yeah, it kind of is.
Is it?
It is pretty ridiculous.
Oh, man.
I
was more thinking about the unnecessary damage buff all the flamethrowers got.
Yeah.
Everyone used to complain about the fact that the Pyro was the most underpowered class. And ever since the buff in the flamethrowers, everybody's moaning about it being the most overpowered class now.
Yeah, because you literally go around the corner, you hold down mass one, and if somebody's around the corner, they have very little time to react.
Yeah.
They don't know you're coming. And then they're just a pile of dead.
Burning poop.
Yeah. Wait, what?
Go on.
I personally think the Gunslinger needs a nerf. I think instead of the mini sentries costing 100 ammo or 100 metal, I just want them to cost just like a little bit more, but like not a lot. Which I know kind of defeats the purpose of the Gunslinger, being able to just like, whoosh-ah, mini sentry, boom. Problem solved. But then it's just like, so annoying to deal with all the time. And it's just, I feel like I want the, like, I want so bad for mini sentries to cost like 101 metal or something like that.
So that they can't build two.
Yeah, so yeah. They can't just like throw down two like they're nothing.
Even yeah, though so it's not spammable.
Yeah, but like, see, like, that's the point of the gunslinger, though, you know, to just like throw down a gun like it's nothing, but it's so obnoxious, and it's just, ah.
How about like, that firing speed of the mini sentries?
Yes, that, and just make the mini sentry. Alright, okay. Either make the mini sentry cost more, or just make it generally less powerful. Like, firing speed, or damage, or what have you.
The thing is, the mini sentry, if anybody points it out, you can get any, like, the whole team could easily focus it down. It's just that no one ever bothers to call out the mini sentry, is why it's such a big problem. Mm-hmm. I mean, it only takes one directed rocket, so you can have one soldier just going around, oh hey, there's the mini sentry, bam, gone. Oh, there it is again, bam, gone.
Yeah.
It's only really a big problem because nobody ever, like, dares to mention its location. It's like, oh, I'm dead, but I mean, everyone else can find out their own way.
The thing, yeah, is about mini sentry, though, is that it's like, it really is a threat that, like, a lot of people, like, don't acknowledge as such.
In a few of our scrims on Lakeside, we've been having trouble with mini sentries, and it's like, well, the mini sentries right there, can anybody handle that? And, like, our first scrim on Lakeside, our demo and soldier, we kind of sidestep it and expect everyone else to, you know, try and take care of it themselves, but, you know, as a pirate, you can only do so much. I mean, even as a scout, it does damage, too.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Rory. Yeah. How many pipes and how many stickies does it take to kill a mini sentry?
Two stickies. Usually one creep.
I see. Takes two rockets from anything but the direct hit. Direct hit. And I guess the cow mangler too.
I think it's like two creeps actually. But yeah, sometimes when you're up against a mini sentry, it's kind of stressful because the fire rate, so you usually miss the pipes. Mm-hmm. And because of the time it takes to shoot the sticky and then detonate the sticky, you've taken quite a bit of damage from it.
Yeah.
So it's just an all-round annoyance rather than an actual threat, I guess.
See, like, my thing is if you rocket jump, like, let's say, I'll go this way, and then you rocket jump that way, and it's like, before you know it, you're in the, like, you're at the, like, peak of your jump, and then you're getting shot from, like, nowhere, and then next thing you know, you're off the map because, like, all your momentum is, like, thrust into the direction of the mini sentry, or away from the mini sentry.
Yeah.
And it's just, like, the most awkward thing to deal with ever, and it makes no sense.
Plus, pyros can't really take down mini sentries easily.
And, like, there's just, like, and it's, God, it's, like, such a crazy small target, too. That there are just so many classes that are incapable of taking it down easily. Like, I guess I kind of feel like, I don't know, I haven't tried this, but I kind of feel like the scout would have difficulty taking out a mini sentry.
The thing is, you have to creep up on it. But if you get close enough to it, you can run circles around it and literally take it out with your bat if you want to.
Yeah, just like strafe around it. You do this pyro too.
Yeah.
Any other weapons? A lot of people are saying the reserve shooter when it comes to the pyro.
How would the reserve shooter be nerfed?
The reserve shooter, it's already got a big downside to it.
Yeah, the clip side. Mm-hmm.
Like, because right before you know it, you have no ammo, and it's like, oh, well, I thought I'd have three more shots, but this is the reserve shooter. I mean, it's a big payoff for
the mini crits.
Big downside. You have to be really accurate.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, you're just sitting there reloading your gun and getting shot in the face.
Yeah. It's weird. Like, whenever I play Reserve Shooter Pyro, I'm, like, crazy consistent with the Reserve Shooter, but I'm, like, crazy inconsistent with every other hitscan weapon I've ever tried. I don't know what it is exactly. Maybe it's, okay, maybe it's, like, because if you air blast somebody, you pretty much know where they're going.
Mm-hmm.
So you can, like, plan it out.
I've heard people say that a good nerf for the reserve shooter would be, like, for pyros, only get crits if the enemy's air blasted. Because there's a lot of people that just, like, take advantage of the fact that the, like, rocket jumping, you shoot them while they're rocket jumping and they get a crit.
Are you shooting scout while they're double jumping or something?
Yeah.
That actually, I would agree with that, definitely.
Yeah, that actually seems...
I just think that would be sort of fair.
Because, like, if you're using the if you're using the reserve shirt with the soldier, it's really kind of specialist in that you really need to shoot them up
with
the rocket, which isn't the easiest thing. Mm-hmm. But with a pyro, it's literally so easy. Just one button.
That's why I've never really considered the reserve shooter a very viable option for the soldier. Just because it's, like, so, like, difficult to get into the right situation. Because, like...
Continue.
I was just gonna say, that's like, because knocking... When I knock somebody into the air with a rocket launcher, my first instinct is to shoot another rocket at them, or where they're gonna be. Not to pull out a shotgun and then get a mini crit.
Mm-hmm. Well, it depends on how many rockets you have left in your rocket launcher after.
Yeah, definitely.
But I have to get ready for a match. I'll catch you guys later.
Okay. See you, Chester.
Good luck.
Good luck. Thank you.
Good luck. Bye. Okay. Next question. Teach me how to rocket jump. Not a question.
Jump.
Shoot feet.
Crouch. Jump. Turn around.
You know, okay. So shoot. My dad plays CF2. Mm-hmm. That's kind of how I started playing. Sort of. And he plays soldier quite a bit, but he does not know how to rocket jump. And every time I try and show him how to rocket jump, he just doesn't understand the concept of a crouch jump. It's hilarious. He's like, wait, do I crouch first and then jump? Or he just doesn't get it. Like, do I jump then let go, then crouch and let go? Or like it's just humorous to watch him try and figure out what a crouch jump is.
It's definitely a really weird concept, rocket jumping is. It's like, and it can be really difficult to, like, be consistent with it. Or, like, because, like, the way I do it is, it's really weird, and, like, the way I normally rocket jump is apparently, and I didn't even know this, but it's apparently some, like, really advanced technique to get, like, really high rocket jumps.
Really?
And I just, like, yeah, and I just, like, did it on instinct, and I have no idea. Like,
what is the technique?
I don't know. It's, like, you gotta, like, have, like, proper timing and like the exactly right twitch reaction to shoot behind you and stuff. Because like a lot of rocket jumping is like you shoot under you and go up, but I always shoot behind me and then go whatever the hell direction I want to go in. Because I always found just like shooting straight down rocket jumping is like really what's the word? Fuck.
Don't think that's the word.
Ineffective, or I don't know. What's the word? Fuck.
But essentially, how to do it is shoot the ground, crouch, and jump all at the same time.
Yeah, and shoot.
And then you shoot.
Yeah.
And you can vary where you aim the rocket launcher to change direction and stuff.
And just practice with it a lot.
Yeah, definitely. Go on jump maps. That's definitely the best way to
practice. Rocket jumper.
Yeah,
rocket jumper. Yeah, it's really, jump maps. Really does stuff. Help.
Jump maps. Yes.
And then you can work on wall jumps and then
pogos,
which are also incredibly like.
Still don't know how to do that.
Pogos are like a really like. Fuck me! I can't think of any words tonight. Like it's like
countdown.
It's like ineffective and pointless, and it does a lot of damage to yourself, and it doesn't get you very far, and it's just...
It's more for jump maps and tricks and stuff.
Yeah, but like...
But it's good to do them to understand the concept, essentially.
Yeah, but they're very, like, they're really unconventional. Pogos. And I sounded a lot angrier when I said that than I intended to, and I apologize. Oh, I fucking hate pogos!
Okay.
Alright, next question. Mutton chops, good misc or best misc?
Good.
It's definitely up there.
I don't have it. I need it.
You do need
but
it.
But fancy dress uniform, though.
Fancy
That's
dress,
a great
that misc. That is a phantasmical misc.
It's not a word.
Shut your whore mouth.
Oh my god. Yeah,
the mutton chops are the best because facial hair is the best.
Facial hair is
not a big fan of the facial hair.
Well, you're wrong.
Are you not a big fan of facial hair in real life or in TF2?
Both.
I see. Were you, like, wronged by somebody with facial hair or something?
Oh, I just don't like it.
Did they steal your lady? Somebody by the name of Joe with a nice... Some mutton chops came by, came up to your wife and said, I'm taking this girl. And you were like, no. And then you punched him right in the eye and his eyes swelled up like cotton.
That is exactly what happened.
And then, you know, that girl was your fiance. You guys were going to get married. But it hadn't been for Cotton Eye Joe. You'd been married a long time ago.
Moving on.
Yes.
What's your opinion on the Conqueror? It's pretty...
What does it do?
Conqueror charges as you take damage, if I'm not mistaken.
Well, yeah, but like, what does it do?
When you blow it, it's like all of dicks.
Come on, guys.
It's like the people like in the range, you like the damage they deal comes like 35% of that comes back as healing.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
So it's very useful, but not as useful as having a medic.
Mm-hmm.
Essentially.
Or I feel like the buff banner and the battalion's backup are just so much better, though.
Definitely buff banner, though.
Buff banner is a, like, oh, buff banner. Sorry, upset.
I mean, with every weapon, it's obviously situational.
Oh,
every weapon is good in some sort of aspect.
Mm-hmm.
This is really good if you join a pub and there are no medics, and you want to be a team player, you're all pushing together and stuff, then definitely this is one of the ones to go for.
Yeah, and if I'm not mistaken, it got buffed in the Pyromania update.
Yeah.
And like it takes, you have to deal less damage now.
Yes.
Which, that's what I don't like about the battalion's backup, is that it really requires like a medic to really help you get the full potential of the battalion's backup.
The change to the Conqueror, however you pronounce it, this is a changed rage building source from damage done and damage received to only damage done. Increase the rage which damage builds for this item by 25%. So it's a lot easier to get the
rage. And that was another thing about the Conqueror that kind of made it, that kind of made it less than ideal.
Wow.
God damn it. Ian, come
sorry.
On.
Sorry. Not sorry. that's another thing that kind of made it less than ideal. Is that it did take a lot to get it filled. For, like, not a lot of payoff.
Mm-hmm.
So it's alright. Obviously, like anything else, it's incredibly situational. Like, that's the thing, though. When people send me questions, and they're all just like, duh, what do you think of this weapon? I'm just like, it has its place? I don't know what to say. Because it's just like, well, it's situational, man. Like anything else. It's all situational. And it's like, it's just kind of like, I don't really know what to say to this. Unless it's a weapon I feel very strongly about, like...
Fucking Sydney Shitter.
Or, like, something else.
Next question?
How do I your...
That is a very good question. I've been wondering that myself. Trying to play spy.
Well, actually... Let me grab some here. I wrote a post about this, like, when I first started this blog. Let me see if I can't find it. Oh yeah, weren't you gonna do Hat of the Week, Liz?
Yeah.
Alright, your turn reward. Okay. Well, when this weapon was, like, brand new, I really, really hated it because of the, like, lack of disguise kit that it has. But, God, a lot of people... I really don't like it when people are like, oh, a spy, but you can't rely on your disguise. When in reality, you can rely on your disguise, like, a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't understand where people are coming from. They're like, oh, that's a disguise, that's getting you nowhere in life. And it's like, but it is... It's helpful, but it's nice. Anyway. I'm actually reading the post that I wrote on it so I can see what my own opinion is. So, like, basically what I was saying is it's really good in situation where, like, say there's a heavy and an engineer, and you're already disguised, and the heavy's off shooting something, and the engineer's, you know, fixing his building or something. You come up, you stab the engineer, and the heavy turns around, and he looks, and he sees you as an engineer, the engineer that's been there and the engineer that's always been there, so he doesn't expect it to be a spy or anything like that. And then you can, like, come around and be like, JK, I'm a spy, LOL, stop your shit. And then... So it's really good... I'm not actually answering the question, am I? It's good... It's really good for, like, having the element of surprise. Like, mm-hmm. like, while the spy can pull that off relatively easily, it's a very distinct style of spy that it really forces you to really choose your stabs carefully and to make each one count and stuff. And I'm not answering the question, I'm just talking about the eternal reward.
Okay, so essentially how to use it is...
Yes, Rory, please. Please.
Right, okay, so when you... And this is the knife with the dead ringer in mind. What you do is mm-hmm. you run into the enemy base and make yourself look like an idiot. Which usually works. And no, seriously. Make yourself look like an idiot.
People
will shoot you, and you will then be cloaked. You can then get behind them easily. Mm-hmm. Something easy to do with this knife is to get chain stabs.
That's true.
Because the you get the disguise right away. It's really difficult to notice if there's a lot of stuff going on. So it's especially good for heavy medic combos.
Yeah.
And taking out a sentry, because if you take the engineer with a backstab, that sentry's not going to kill you because you've taken his disguise right away.
Yeah.
So you can just sap that shit.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's like mm-hmm. the really basic how to use though. I'm not a spy.
Like. Sorry, I'm trying to scratch my back right now and it's not working out too great. Right?
I've noticed that when I'm, like, in a horde of a bunch of people and then, you know, a spy comes up behind us, I'll definitely notice if one of them is using the Eternal Reward, because I'll just see, like, a random hat and a random misc and, like, a cloaking body just, like, fly forward, like, at my feet. I'm like, oh, spy behind me. but then if they're using the, like, any other knife, they... You know, because people now have, like, a backstab animation. Like, they get backstabbed, and then they fall down. So it's, like, that little bit of delay where you don't know there's a spy behind you. And, like, you guys are all taking damage anyway, so you just figure somebody's like, ah, I got shot by a rocket, not, ah, I got stabbed by a spy. So it's, like, it's, I don't know, but for me it's just, like, oh, now there's definitely a spy behind me rather than, I don't know.
I think that's more like a glitch than anything else.
Yeah, probably, but, like, still. Same thing with the spicicle, you know, it makes a little statue, and you're like, oh, well, yeah, it's fine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But that's... There's a statue there. There's a statue there. What if there's a spy? I'm not sure.
I don't know. Probably not.
Nah, I don't think so.
Nah.
Someone just decided to decade.
Yeah. Friendly Rejection asks, what do you think the Halloween update will be about this year?
Robots.
Robots. I want MVM but for zombies and not robots. So it's MVZ.
So you want COD zombies?
What'd you say?
You want COD zombies? For TF2?
No, I don't. Oh.
Can I be that one guy and say that's a pretty fun game mode?
No, you can't, Rory.
Go
away. Okay. Can I be that one guy and say that's really Call of Duty?
You're not welcome to this podcast anymore.
Get the dick out of your butt and then go play a real game.
I mean, I'm talking... I'm just gonna shut up. My opinions are not welcome here.
No, please. I want to make fun of you some more.
Fuck you.
Watch, we're gonna get some messages for this.
Oh god. Screw you, Cod.
That would require people actually listening to this, though. So if you're actually listening to this, you deserve to send us hate.
Please send us
hate. Please. Because if you send us hate, then it proves that you listen to this. And you listen this far.
Zombies would be cool.
You can comment in the hitbox, but I'll check that shit. Alright, sorry, what?
Zombies would be very cool.
Zombies are cool. Zombies are always cool.
Or like
cool.
Ghouls, essentially. Just like...
Yeah.
That'd be pretty sweet.
What are you looking at? Smooth skin.
MVM with zombies rather than robots? I'm okay with this.
Yeah, it'd be good.
Be like, it's like Left 4 Dead. So that's actually the first thing I thought of when I read...
Yeah, that's what I thought it was.
It's like, hey, MVM? More like... Left for robots in Team Fortress 2, am I right? Hey! And
that was so smooth.
Thanks!
Nice.
I've been preparing that one. I just don't want another Monoculus, that's all.
That was awesome, though.
Dude, More like...
I wasn't here for that.
Dude, I'm so cool.
Wait! Yes, I was here for Monoculus. Yeah, I wasn't here for the horses, I was the horsemen.
That was awesome too.
Monoculus, it was cool. Except it's just like, oh, Monoculus, I'll just waltz. First start shooting at him, he's shooting at somebody else, he's distracted, and he's like, nope, and he just shoots you with a crock and it's over.
Well, it was like, difficult, and it was fun.
It was fun, I'm not saying it wasn't fun. I just want something, again, like the horseman. Because the horseman was hella fun.
We got to figure out what happened to Demoman's other eye.
Right?
Oh my god, the continuity about his eyeball is so annoying. Because at first they say he lost it in an explosive accident when he was like a baby, and now suddenly, oh, JK, it's a wizard. And it's like, oh.
Marasmus, I think.
Whatever his name is.
Marasmus. Yeah.
Marasmus. The soldier's, soldier's roommate.
Yes. Well, not anymore.
Oh yeah, he moved out, didn't he?
Yeah, he got kicked out, didn't he?
He's currently homeless.
Poor soldier.
Well, he needs a roommate.
Poor guy.
Have you heard that, I think it's like a line for the soldier that's like... It's like when he's in his full robot costume. I don't know what he says. But it's so funny. It has to do with him needing a roommate.
Beep boop, son.
Let me look for it.
Beep boop.
Mm-hmm. That's like, hold on, let me find this.
I'm here to take American jobs.
No, it's something like... it's so funny.
Shutting down.
I am a robot, bloop. What is love? Okay.
Baby, don't hurt me.
Yeah,
don't
like
hurt
that.
Me. No more.
Guys, talk about something while I look for this.
What's the next question?
Next question is, how do I use the reserve shooter as Pyro? Go nuts.
Oh, Liz on you.
Ew. M2, and then quick weapon switch, pow. Okay, but no, in reality, if the person is not a Pyro, light them on fire first. For that slight chance that they do get away. Which in that case for me, it's a rather large chance. Because I suck at this. But light them on fire, air blast them up. Air blast them up, not across. Then look up. Don't just blast them and then just forget about them. Actually, look up. If you use the quick weapon, make sure you switch to your reserve shooter, not your axe, like sometimes. And then aim, shoot, pow. If you don't get the crit, and either you had the weapon out for too long, or they bumped into a wall, or you didn't quite aim at them correctly. If you reserve shoot, or if you air blast someone, and they bump into a wall, as far as I've seen, you did a crit, because it's like credit for not for them being airborne. They actually hit something. For scouts, if they are jumping, like double jumping, you can get a crit on. They're in the air. It counts as them being airborne. Same thing with rocket jumping soldiers and demo men, sticky jumping demo men. And pretty much anything that's airborne. And yeah. Ian had to leave for a little bit, so he will be back. I don't know what to do. Furry, have you ever used the reserve shooter?
I have. It's good, but I'm not good with it, so I use the stock shotgun.
I used the shotty for like the longest time.
Yeah.
And then I discovered reserve shooters, and now I'm just like...
You're very consistent with it, though. I'm not as consistent.
I'm not.
I'm more shoot up, panic, shoot, run. People, people should blow up. I'm not as good to Pyro.
I'm back. Sorry, I was pooping.
Hey, nice.
Well, I found the voice line. And it goes like, come with me if you want to live with me in my apartment. I need a roommate.
Did you actually say that?
Yeah, actually. That's actually a line.
Oh my god.
Sorry, I was closing tabs in the picture Justin sent.
Oh, one god.
Of the girl in the crowd.
Oh my god. Okay, if you're fighting a pyro with the reserve shooter, and they have the reserve shooter, good luck with that.
You cry, right?
You basically cry. Or get the low ground. Don't take the high ground, the low ground. Because then you can air blast them up.
Unless you're against me, then you're just gonna run.
Yeah, unless you're going against Roar and you just... If you air blast him, he'll just get and jump off the edge of the map. There you go.
That was one time.
It's funny. Because it happens
literally one time.
That, or he'll just get so stressed, he'll blow himself up.
Or maybe you should use a grenade launcher, Liz.
What?
Oh, yeah, maybe Liz should learn how to use a...
There's a reason why I don't play demo.
I use a fucking grenade launcher.
There's a reason why I don't play demo, guys. Demo Man and I do not get along.
Yeah, I can tell. By the amount of times you kill yourself while you're doing it. Okay.
Shut up.
I'm sorry. I am. Here's a very articulate, well thought out, real original question that I don't think I've ever seen. And I've been wanting somebody to send it in for a long time, because I've been wanting to answer this for a while. As one of American peepee, how do I vote for Prez?
Register and vote. Serious at first.
Register and vote. Just do it.
Liz, considering you've been an American, you've been one American longer than I've been one of American, how do I vote for Prez?
You turn 18, register to vote, then your voting day you go.
Well,
that's simple.
Now nobody shall be left in the dark.
I have just recently turned 18 in January, so this is my first presidential election, so I finally get to vote.
You excited?
Sure. Because everybody knows who's gonna win. Everybody knows who's gonna win.
Me.
Yes, Ian. You're the next president.
Are you at any liberty to disclose who you're personally voting for?
I'm voting for Obama.
Good man.
Because I don't want Romney.
GG.
Yes.
GG. Roy?
Do we have any more questions?
Did you just ask me who I'm gonna be voting for?
No, I did not. Rory.
I think you just did.
No, I was going to say, Rory, if Romney wins, can I live with you in Scotland?
Yes, come on.
Sick.
Party in my place.
Me too. Oh, me too.
Yeah, of course. Let's do it.
This would be rad.
Oh, I need to tidy up a bit. Yeah, let's do it.
You just
come witness our political shame.
We're taking political refuge in Scotland with Rory.
We're going to become refugees. Go to Scotland.
Where it's hella cold.
Dude, I fucking love cold weather, man. Cause if it's cold outside, you can dress for the cold.
You can always put on another jacket. You can only take so many clothes off.
Yeah, like once you're naked, it's still 100 degrees outside. It still sucks. Like, but if it's cold, just put on a few hoodies, a jacket, get under the covers, snuggle up next to your dog, or your loved one, or
your significant other,
your Team Fortress 2,
or your laptop,
or your computer gives off a lot of heat, probably more than your dog,
or your homemade Ben 10 Yowie plush.
Ian, I thought you just disclosed a bit too much information there.
I want that cookie asks MVM loadout Rex.
Stock demo, man.
Anybody? Please.
Stock demo.
As soldier, I always run stock launcher, buff banner, and escape plan.
I always run my regular barrel loadout, but that's because I'm stubborn and I don't want it. Which I really should.
You should try the back runner, it's great.
Is it?
That actually would work.
Yeah, you can add the air blasts. You can add the air blasts to the back runner.
You can add air blasts to the back runner?
Well, you get more ammo capacity, so.
Ah!
Yeah. Oh, that's pretty.
Yeah, it's great.
I haven't actually played MVM as... Okay, like, the only classes I played MVM as are Scout, like, once, Soldier, Spy, like, once, and I think Engineer, like, once. I've literally, like, only played MVM as Soldier. But, like, as Pyro, do you have to buy air blasts? Air blasts?
It's ammo.
Oh, okay. Except for when I was playing with you guys, I was like, oh, I just bought I bought the air blast upgrade. I was like, what the fuck do you do?
Yeah,
not
there's
get
an air blast upgrade.
Oh yeah, you can make it more powerful.
More powerful.
Oh, okay.
That's why you'll see me sometimes blast a bomb from like one side of the map to the other and air blast. Just save the whole game.
Dude, that's always really sick when you're like, oh, bombs at the point? Nope.
I'll be like,
nope,
guys, now it's at the start. Let them pick up the bomb. Just let them pick it up. I can handle this.
I got this.
We should play some NPM.
We should. You want to do that after this?
We should have a TF2 tricks.
Yeah. Like... Oh, that was going to be a thing, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll figure something out. Probably not, but I'll try. Yeah, but then when I'm playing NPM, I always feel like really shitty when I like shoot the bomb carrier and then the blast radius like knocks them towards the point. I'm like, ah, guys, accident. I swear. Sorry. I didn't mean to. Oh, I feel terrible. I think, well, that is all the questions. Delete. That was 11 questions right there. Refreshing, I don't see any more. But, I think that's just about it. That's about 46 minutes of stuff. But do you guys have any... You wanna...
Say our goodbyes?
Close it up? Say your goodbyes?
Bye, guys. Okay.
Farewell.
Also, today is Monday, so you should go out and support your local, I guess, PGC team, so watch their match tonight on Lakeside.
Yeah, go do it. Or you can come and watch RS, who is playing tomorrow.
Oh, that's right, you guys are playing tomorrow. Or you can come watch me. Oh, wait.
But you are on the UGC team. Aren't you?
Not on the main roster.
Oh, you're a sub.
I'm a sub.
Rory, do you know who we're getting to play demo? Do you know who's playing demo tomorrow? Because you're not.
Is that
Do you know who's playing demo tomorrow? Because you're not.
Pizza.
Oh, okay, cool. This is not like some guy we picked up off the streets. I got you. Joe Blow. Want to come play demo
but
for
anyway.
Our team?
Bye guys, thanks for listening. If you actually stayed and listened to the whole thing.
Oh god.
Ignore Ian.
This
dying.
Is the one where Ian dies.
I will be starting a new segment on TF2 Tricks. Or not new. I will be bringing back Hat of the Week.
Yes. Sorry, I was choking.
So
on my
look
Coke.
Forward to that.
I just inhaled
Play
Coca-Cola.
Off the Coke, yo. Drugs are bad.
Bye everybody.
Okay, mom. Bye guys.
Vote.
Thank you very much to everybody for tuning in to this particular episode of tfdtricks.tumblr.com podcast. Thank you very much to Liz, my wonderful co-admin, and to Rory, my other wonderful co-admin, and to Justin from fuckyeahtf2.tumblr.com. He was wonderful enough to come and join us for this one. I hope we got to answer some of your questions and ramble on about random nonsense to your liking. Tune in next time for the next podcast where we'll ramble some more and just be general cool people. See you later, guys.